HQN Books and Harper Audio present Seduced by a Scot by Julia London, performed by Derek Perkins. Chapter 1. Stirling, Scotland, 1758. Callum Garbutt was not allowed to know happiness. No matter how close he came to it, his wife and daughter would swoop in at the last moment to destroy any chance of it. The scene playing out in the drawing room was the crowning blow. He could feel all his hard work slipping through his fingers. To think of all the money and time he'd spent bringing Caron Ironworks to life. It had been a Herculean feat to forge a relationship with Thomas Cadell, an Englishman with a successful ironworks of his own, who could teach the Scots the latest techniques. Techniques that would save time and money, that would enable Callum to employ more Scottish men. He'd positioned himself to become one of the premier industries in Scotland. If that were not true, would the Duke of Montrose be sitting beside him now, willing to invest his own money and influence into the endeavour? Yes, Callum had bargained his daughter's hand in marriage as part of the deal, but then again he'd done her a great service, as her prospects for marriage had not been dazzling. Frankly, his daughter leaned a little to the homely side of things, and when young, randy men of marrying age were presented with the prospect of a potential mate who made them wince when imagining the marriage bed, they tended to shy away altogether. Well, he'd found someone for his daughter, Soracha, and now she would ruin everything with her mother standing firmly beside her, all because the young rooster she was set to marry was enamoured with the far fairer and much more elusive Maura Darby, Callum's ward. Callum had taken Maura under his wing.